Survival has never been guaranteed in the wind-whipped grasslands, but the last few years have been really tough.
Say we're this about our third year of drought. I've been working with the state of Oklahoma for 33 years. That's the worst I've ever seen it.
State Forester Tom Murray steers his white pickup down a stretch of sunblasted state highway south of Elk City. He looks at cotton and wheat fields that have been baked brown. Trees don't come naturally around these parts, which is why the effort to plant a 1,000-mile line of trees started here.
There it is.
From here, what came to be called the National Shelter Belt sweeps north through Kansas, Nebraska, and the Dakotas. The federal program began under the administration of President Franklin D. Roosevelt, and it was a direct response to the economic and ecological devastation of the Dust Bowl.
First one, planted in March of 1935. Okay, there's a red cedar in here still, Siberian elm, honey locust. The center row was cottonwood, which has mainly died out.
The idea was that a giant windbreak through the heart of the country could protect crops, keep soil near the ground, and prevent erosion.
This used to be a cotton field, if I remember right. Looking back at the history, and it just blew. It's just sand, and it blew. And by putting this here, it stopped that south wind from blowing across that field.
Murray says the National Shelter Belt program was a great experiment that worked, but many of the trees that helped save Oklahoma from its own harsh environment are dying off. The evidence is everywhere. Husks of trunks line the side of the highway like roadkill. Back in the white pickup, Murray starts pointing.
Okay, that tree row there, you can see there's drought damage in.
How long were they expected to last when they planted them?
I think if they would have been managed like they were intended to be, they could be everlasting.
You know, at that time, the landowner may not have had to do much of the work.
That's Tom Lucas of the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Oklahoma. He says the federal government did a lot of that work, the surveying, clearing, and planting during the 1930s Shelter Belt program. All landowners had to do was fill out an application, give up a few acres of land, and agree to maintain the trees. Lucas says there's still some federal assistance available for windbreaks, but these days, landowners won't even apply.
They look at that and say, well, there's several acres out here because of the windbreak, and I need to put those into production. So they may do away with the windbreak, try to get more return out of the land.
Farm margins are as tight as state budgets. Murray the Forester says Oklahoma doesn't spend much on new windbreaks or maintenance on these old shelter belts, and a return to the era of big New Deal-style public works projects seems unlikely. Lucas says many of the farmers who saw the benefits of the 1930 shelter belts have died or sold their land.
You know, we really hate to see those disappear. They're a loss when they're gone.
Lucas says the USDA and other state agencies have made a lot of progress getting farmers to adopt other soil conservation practices, like planting cover crops and modern no-till farming, which can be expensive. But Murray says most farmers in western Oklahoma still till the soil. If cycles of drought continue without these windbreaks, could the dirty 1930s return in, say, 2030?
You foresee problems down the road with dust again?
I do. Just last year on I-35 was closed because of a dust storm. We got some new farming practice out there, but this ground will still move.
For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.